Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, guys. Happy Friday to y'all. It's another Panther Ants podcast of Walt Wad Harris. It's 8 degrees out here on a Friday morning. And, coming home from work yesterday, shoot, it was 104, so much to this man, my family, who's coming to visit me in a few weeks. I told him, I said, the 100 degree weather has already arrived in Houston, and they freaked out. I don't know, I think my first summer here, the heat really pissed me off, but now it just... It's standard. It's like, it's 100 degrees. Yep. But anyways, this podcast pretty much today is going to be pretty much a news dump, I guess you can call it. Not entirely whole lot to talk about. Pitt football's not recruiting and they're all taking selfies of where they're recruiting. I haven't really landed anybody, but they're just out, recruiting and taking photos and all the places they're eating at. Just haven't really landed anybody yet. Well, it's May. It happens. Some players will verbal eventually. Pitt Hoops still doing their own thing. Kenny Chukwa, I guess that's how you pronounce all that. He has opted to come back to Pitt, which is awesome. Either way, he's replaceable. And that's a thing, we lost two of our best players from last year. And the sad part is they're both replaceable. I mean, I don't know if that's odd or not. I mean, they're replaceable. We, obviously with the right coach, they're replaceable because, we were able to fill those positions with some decent players. But Pitt obviously has two scholarships left, and they, obviously, they got to get some big men if they can. So, we'll see what happens. Scrolling down the list, Pitt Baseball clinched its ACC postseason appearance after getting railed by Clemson. But they still clinched, so Pitt's going to the postseason under Giordano. So... I'm not sure about the future of Giordano himself. I mean, this could be a good parting gift for him. Hey, congratulations on getting put in the ACC tournament. Yeah, you're fired. But Giordano's been at it for about 18 seasons now. He's been here for a while. Maybe time for some fresh blood. I mean, down here at Rice, they part ways with their coach. He was here for 30 some years, I believe, or maybe more than that. When they got rid of him, he was 82 years old. He's still, he's still 82, obviously, but things have fallen off for Rice, but the one thing the Conference USA fell apart a little bit. Football and basketball, the product has gotten better. Baseball, it's kind of meh in that regard. But in terms of Rice, they got other, there's a lot of good baseball programs they can play against, such as, you know, Houston. Houston has a decent team. Houston Baptist has had some decent teams. They've been in the tournament. Sam Houston State, you got A&M, you got all the, I mean, all the Southwest Conference schools. So, which has me wonder, does Heather, you know, decide to pull the plug on Giordano and hire a new baseball coach? Because he's been at it for a while. And they haven't really made the tournament at all. I don't think they've ever made the tournament under Giordano. I'd have to look at his stats, but I know not, you know. They had some really good teams when they were in the Big East. It's just they can never do it in the postseason. And I think their RPI was never high enough. But I'm sure Heather will look at the state of the program and she'll see the, you know, what does Giordano have to work with? What recruits does he have coming in? All that type of stuff. But other than that, there's really not much else, pit sports wise to talk about. So I'm going to ramble on about some subjects that are probably going to bore the hell out of you. But hey, you know, you got your, I mean, if you came for just for pit stuff, I mean, you got your 6-minute fix. But looking at some of the stuff going on in Pittsburgh in general, you got the Pirates in first place in the middle of May. And to me personally, I think that's cool. I mean, I know the issue is the attendance is down this year. And people, I guess, you know, oh, they're revolting and yada, yada, yada. And despite all that, Pirates are in first place. And it's a long season, obviously. I mean, but they're a quarter way through and they're in first place. So, they're competing. And you gotta give them that. So, I mean, they have a competitive product on the field right now. But as the season goes on, you see what happens. Because you got through these first 42 games, or 43 games, 8 games above 500. Anything can happen these next 40 some games. Sorry for the long pause. I'm on the freeway and some guy just buzzed right past me. And I guess a car in front of me was about to change lanes. I'm glad he caught that in time because, well, both those guys would probably be in a world of hurt right now. Probably me too, of course. But back to the Pirates. I mean, I'm sure fans are sick of the whole thing. They're not investing. I mean, they're back to rebuilding. But, you know, the product right now isn't bad. I mean, it's not a bad product. I mean, they're competing. That's all I can really ask for at this point. And I'm sure they wanted the Nunnings to be more aggressive in the free agency. But if Nutting goes out and spends money on players, he's probably going to jack up. He's going to jack up the ticket prices. Because that's that's all that happens usually when they do this. Fans are going to get upset because the ticket prices went up. So I mean, you can't have it both ways. I mean, you can't have a really good product and have cheap ticket prices. It just doesn't happen. I mean, look at the Steelers. Ticket prices have always gone up for the Steelers. I know when I was when I went to the games, I remember three of our Steelers, the face value of our tickets, our season tickets were $35 a piece. We get the Hines, and the face of our tickets went up to like $55, I think, a ticket, which really isn't bad. When they gave Ben Roethlisberger his $100 million contract, I just remember that the prices shot up to like almost, I think, between $75 and $85 a ticket. And I remember season ticket holders were pissed. Because they complained about the Steelers jacking up the prices. But that's what happens when you spend more money on players and you give them bigger contracts. They raise the prices. I mean, everything goes up. I mean, gas is going up again. I mean, it's almost hit $3 here. Sadly, I enjoyed the dollar something a gallon, but good things can't last forever, obviously. I mean, I remember when back in '98, I bought a Jerome Bettis jersey. Replica, it was $45. Then he retired, and I bought a San Antonio Holmes jersey, and that was $75, and now those things are over $100. I mean, no wonder, people go over, they buy that stuff overseas now. Which I had, which was ironic, because that's somebody on my Facebook feed complained that. He's a hardcore union guy, and he doesn't like, labor going overseas. Doesn't like illegals. But he goes and complains about how he bought a jersey on eBay for really cheap, and turns out he bought it overseas, and then the government confiscated it. I figured a union guy like himself, maybe he'd buy American first, although a lot of those jerseys are made overseas anyway. They're just marked up. Go find you an American street vendor. And selling, from a Chaz Bonassorti type ordeal. And go buy one of his jerseys. Buy the Ike replica NFL jersey or Adidas. Okay, well, I'm falling off a script here. So let's get away from all that. But anyways, Pirates. Obviously, with the Penguins out, you got Marc-Andre Fleury. He's in Vegas. He had a really good year. He's Fleury. Obviously, the Flower's flourishing in Vegas. And I was reading about how Vegas obviously got some advantages during their expansion and building their team. And I think with the NHL, to be honest with you, they probably didn't really need this Vegas team, that being a smashing success off the bat, because if it's not, probably nobody's going to invest in hockey. You know, it's been very hard for them to sell hockey in a lot of these territories. You know, Nashville is obviously really picked up. They really love, you know, the Predators. Although, you know, supposedly they endorsed the Democrat for mayor. So, Clay Travis is off his rocker, which means he'll probably stop talking about hockey, you know, for the 5 minutes he does on his show. He can use energy on LeBron James a bit more. But yeah, it's very hard, and the NHL probably needed this team to come, you know, to come out the gates and be successful, so they could have a really good product. Because they really need this Vegas team to work out, given it's in Vegas. But you know, it's like when John Van Beesbrook got let go from the Rangers. He ended up in the expansion Florida Panthers. The guy played his ass off for the Panthers. I mean, he was a badass in that. Got them in the playoffs eventually, I believe. And, you know, Fleury's probably having that resurgence here as well with his new team. Because, I mean, you know, he did have some periods where, you know, he was bad. And the Penguins fans in general have always been hard on their goaltenders. Even back when Barrasso played, people hated Barrasso. They always wanted Ken Reggett to play, and eventually they would dump on Reggett, and it was always back and forth. Then you have Patrick Laliem and J.S. Aubin. Ron Tugnutt. Although Tugnutt didn't play like a year, I think. No, he played maybe half a season, probably. But yeah, Penguins fans always dumped on their goalie. I mean, they've been very hard on Fleury, which has been odd. I mean, I went to a game back in 2012 when I visited Pittsburgh, you know, and God, the Pens won that game big, and they were trashing the hell out of Fleury in the stands. So, I guess the debate is whether to feel happy for Fleury or not. You know, if you're a hardcore Penguins fan, I mean, there's grace periods for this stuff, and you can feel happy for him now. I mean, you want him to be successful where he's at. Just don't, as long as he doesn't take any cups away from Sid and Gino, he can win as many games as he wants. Just don't take any cups away from, you know, from the Pens, pretty much. Whereas, you know, I wish Jamie Dixon well, but now that we got Capel, I mean, I won't wish that Jimmy loses every game, but my thing is if we ever have to face TCU, I hope we kick the crap out of them. So, if you want to root for Fleury, root for Fleury. So, I mean, there's really no ill will. I mean, the guy obviously wasn't wanted here in Pittsburgh anymore. And Matt Murray obviously came on, and he's a lot younger. And that's, you know, you go with the younger guy. You go with the youth. It happens. So, at least they sent him off, you know, with two more cups to his name. So, as I close out of here, I got three more things to talk about. Well, we got the NBA playoffs. You know, in short, I thought Brad Stevens, in the current state of the Celtics, would give the Warriors more of a series than anything. And obviously, Houston proved me wrong the other night as they woke up and beat the crap out of the Warriors in game two. But they go back to Oakland now to play two more games, and Rockets obviously got to win at least one of those games. Otherwise, they're screwed. I think game one, they probably took Golden State a little bit lightly, and I don't know why you would take Golden State lightly at all, to be honest, because they've been in the finals for the last 3 years, and you don't take a team like that too lightly, especially in the playoffs. I mean, you can have a 14-point lead on these guys, but after a few missed possessions, they can drill a bunch of threes, and they're next thing you know, they're winning by 10. So that's still an interesting series to watch. I'm not sure about Cleveland. It's really just LeBron, and Brad Stevens just knows how to dice up teams. We know that too well. Obviously, you can say Brad Stevens ended Pitt basketball, or at least the dictionary ended it. And so, he didn't blow Pitt out. It just, after that, shit just went downhill, on the court and off the court. But, Jamie's had a little resurgence as of late, and, you know, I was looking at some things over the weekend, and, well, actually, not really. I just was bored one night and was just Googling a bunch of shit, but obviously, TCU is on some resurgence now because Jamie has them winning out the gate. On the other side of the coin, the Dallas Mavericks are on a downward spiral. They won a championship, you know, a few years back. And, you know, they had so many seasons, but that's about it. Last 2 years, they've been pretty bad. You know, Dirk's getting old, and he still wants to play, and he's just old. You know, in Cuban, obviously, he's trying to bring players in. He, you know, DeAndre Jordan, he tried to bring in, and at the last minute, he backed out, and pretty much the players from the Clippers had a sit-in at his house, which is hilarious, because if you look at that now, they wanted him to stay, and they had a sit-in in his house, but of course, now, the guys that wanted them to stay, they're gone now. Chris Paul wanted out. He goes to Houston. But, you know, Blake left too. But to be fair, though, Blake actually wanted to stay in L.A. He signed that big mega deal. And then the Clippers traded him later that season to Detroit. So, you know, DeAndre probably should just left, because really, there's no loyalty, and people are just in it for themselves. So, but he, Cuban's been striking out pretty much in the free agency market, and they've lost the last two seasons, and Carlos approaching 60 years old. He's 58 right now. I maybe give him another year or two. He probably hangs it up. Or if anything, he moves on somewhere else. Because I'm not sure if Cuban's gonna stick with him for too long if they keep losing. So Cuban, being a Pittsburgh native, sees a former Pitt coach who was really successful in the college level, although he didn't win any championships, sure, but he won plenty of division titles or conference titles, I should say, and he won some. You know, he won a conference tournament championship, and they were one seed several times, and well, twice actually. And you know, he's rebuilding TCU, and he's doing a really good job there. So maybe he makes some. Maybe he sees, you know, what Brad Stevens has done, because, you know, he was a college coach. How successful he is. And Billy Donovan, too, college coach as well. Really successful in college hoops. Maybe Cuban goes that route and maybe gets offers a job to Dixon. Maybe in a year or two. Which makes you wonder if Dixon would take the job. I mean, he'd still be in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. But would he, in his right mind, take the job and go NBA? Because I'm not sure how far he takes TCU, and, you know, as far as in terms of programs. I'm sure he'll win games, but I don't know. But I doubt national championships. Although, excuse my yawning, although stranger things have happened, it'd be our luck that he wins a national championship with TCU. Or goes to the Final Four. But maybe he takes a stab at the pros. Because I don't see him actually leaving his alma mater for really any other school. People say Texas, but I don't know. I mean, well, he would go work for Del Conte, but it'd be a really dick move for him to leave his alma mater and to go coach at Texas. They hate Texas down here. These other schools, they hate Texas. So I don't really blame them for that. So no, I mean, if he goes anywhere else, maybe he goes to the West Coast. But who knows? You never know. Stranger things have happened. Oh well, guys. Enough rambling. This is just a news dump. Have fun. Enjoy your Friday. Hell to pit.